How are you? Welcome to this weekend's Mentor Moment episode from the Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. Today, we have an incredibly special mentor for us. It's Owen Hinchey, the founder of Tynes. Tynes has raised over $100 million since starting in 2018 and has been valued at over $1 billion. But the lesson isn't about fundraising. The lesson is around simplicity. Listen to how simply Owen thinks about starting this business. As founders and as aspiring founders, we all overcomplicate everything. Strip it down, go back to basics, and get started. Here's your mentor moment with Owen Hinchey, the founder of Tynes. First, quick thank you to my partners, and then we're straight into Owen. Over the past 5 years in this podcast, I've spoken to loads of amazing Irish businesses who grew from one idea to become world-class companies, able to compete with the best on the international stage. And many of those started up and grew with the help of their local enterprise office. From starting or growing to become more sustainable or digitization, the local enterprise offices have everything to help make it happen for your business. Visit localenterprise.ie or click the link in the bio below. Okay, you know me. You know I'm massively into my health, fitness, and training. But there's one thing I haven't spoken about before, and that is a product I take every single day. It's a product called Resilience, and it's made by an Irish company called Ethos. What's kind of funny is that every single entrepreneur I meet, that is the one characteristic they have, incredible resilience. So I like that little play on words. It's a multifunctional supplement that supports cognitive function, immunity, which is super important this time of year, energy levels, and it keeps stress at bay. I also love it because it's easy. If you're bringing anything new habit into your life, it has to be easy, and taking Resilience is so simple. I simply mix it in a glass of water every single morning, and I always throw a couple of extra in my gym bag to keep them with me. It's a really tasty blood orange flavor as well. It ticks all the boxes. It has B vitamins, amino acids, vitamin C, and adaptogens like reishi mushroom and ashwagandha. So, if you want to try it, I think you should. Go to weareethos.com, and because I like it so much, the guys have given me a discount code. So if you go to weareethos.com, enter Gary Fox at the checkout, you'll get 20% off, which makes taking Resilience about €1 a day, which is an unbelievable price for building some inner resilience. Check out weareethos.com. If you've been listening for a while, you'll know Iconic Offices have been my partner and home in the pod for a long time now. Working and recording in their spaces has helped support the ambitious goals of the pod and, to be honest, really helped it grow. So I partner with them to give you, my fellow entrepreneurs, the opportunity to work from Iconic Offices spaces and experience it for yourself. No fees, no catches. Simply visit the Iconic Offices link in the show notes below and enter the code GARY24 and claim your free co-working day pass, or bring the whole team with you and book a day office.
So I'd given myself a year, and I'd agreed with my wife, hey, look, let's give this a year.
Okay.
If it doesn't work out, I'm going to be working unpaid. If it doesn't work out, I'll just go back and get a job, like working somewhere else. Maybe DocSign would even have me back. So I had given it a year, and I had made the massive mistake of assuming that anyone gave a shit about what I was doing. I think that's one of the big realizations, is that you assume, hey, I'm doing this big, massive thing. Everybody's going to care about this. Everybody's going to want to know what I'm working on. They're going to want to see demos of the product. And all of a sudden you realize, actually, no one cares, could care less about what you're actually doing. So I wanted to get traction, like any kind of meaningful traction, whether that was like a customer, whether that was 100 customers. I really didn't know. I didn't know how much I should be charging for the product. I didn't know who our ICP was. I didn't even know what ICP stood for.
I was going to say ICP.
Ideal customer profile. So
perfect.
So when you're founding a company, you're trying to like find the narrowest group of people. You're trying to get as niche as you possibly can. And so your ICP, your ideal customer profile, is somebody who will buy your product today. Some people call it like realistic customer profile, etc. But like your ideal person, that if you found this person and they found your product, they would buy it. So I kind of had like an idea in my head of who that would be. And I wrote code nonstop, like a man possessed for like 3 months, like just nonstop building this product, and very much building it in such a way that I wanted it to scratch like my own itch.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a software engineer, right? I know enough to be dangerous. And as as the professional software engineers and times will tell you, I am not a good software engineer. But I knew enough to kind of hack together this MVP.
Yeah.
So it would do what I wanted it to do. But I pretty much down tools. I stopped writing code after like 8 weeks. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to try and get people to look at this product and give me feedback.
Brilliant.
I think that as a founder, your only job is to get to product market fit. That's it. Everything else is secondary. And so I knew that I needed to have some sort of way to say that I had product market fit. And so I just went around to all my friends that I'd previously worked with. And I was like, hey, I've built this cool thing. Would you be interested in checking it out? A lot of them said yes. Some of them even agreed to like put it into like a demo or a bake-off situation. I just started to get like a little bit of traction, even though the product was so bare bones. Again, there's only 8 weeks of development by a single engineer, like, and not even a fully qualified engineer. So it was extraordinarily bare bones, but it had enough. It could show enough that people were like, actually, yeah, I see where this is going. I kind of like this.
That's crucial, though. I think a lot of founders miss that step. They code for like 8 months or 8 years and I'll go, Will was perfect. I think that's a crucial insight for people to realize, though, the feedback.
Yeah.
Who's your customer?
It's all that matters, right? Like, it is literally all that matters. And I had known that was the case when I founded the company. So I was doing like demos of the product like after like 3 weeks. Even though it was just like, man, this thing absolutely stinks and it doesn't work. And I'm like mocking a whole load of data here just to see what was resonating with people, what people cared about, what were some interesting use cases that I could like demonstrate later on and further down the road. So yeah, just getting that initial feedback. And eventually I got into a situation where a dude I had previously worked with was working for a big, big company. And he was like, actually, man, you know what? We're in the middle of starting an automation initiative. And we're going to be evaluating ServiceNow, who are like a $100 billion company, Splunk, who are a $30 billion company. And would you guys like to third place? And I was like, yeah, that sounds good to me. So I found myself as a single person in this company, like in a bake-off against like, you know, two of the biggest enterprise companies like on the planet.
At what stage was this?
Summer 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So pretty February to summer, like not long.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So you're in the mixer straight away.
Yeah. But it felt long. It felt like, man, why aren't people buying this thing in April?
Wow.
Like, okay. Why aren't people buying this thing in May? Like it does what I say. and again, I think it was just down to the fact that people didn't really care, right? Like, it's not as if like they're saying, "Oh, this is really cool. I see you've worked hard on this. Let me have
well done."
Yeah, exactly. I'll give you like a charity trial. But yes, that's kind of how it got started.
I think it's beautiful because you knew exactly where you wanted to go, but there was no ego there in terms of you weren't so sure that you didn't go out and get feedback. I think that's crucial because it's like that Reid Hoffman quote: "If you're not embarrassed by your first product, you've waited too long."
Yeah. Oh, I was mortified by it.
But that's magic. But you didn't have enough of an ego where you weren't like, well, it has to be perfect because it represents me. I think that's a huge hole that people fall into all the time. They're nearly embarrassed to say it. They kind of want it to look good and perfect.
I would even say that like it goes beyond like the first version of the product. Like, so we've been developing product for like 5 years. We've got a team of extraordinarily talented designers and product people and engineers. And we still try and ship features before we think they're ready. Like every single time it's like, oh man, there's so much stuff here that's missing, but let's just get it out the door.
So was this first bake-off, was that your first kind of landmark where you're like, we're going here. There's something magic here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Because they were real security people. They were real engineers. They were real analysts. They knew what they wanted. And they were using the product in such a way. So like, without going too far into the weeds about how Tines works, but essentially it's an extremely unopinionated product. So think of it almost like Microsoft Excel for automation. So you can do absolutely anything that you want with it, right?
Okay.
Like, it's almost like a basic set of carpentry tools. So you can like hang a door, install a window, build a table, whatever the hell you want to do. And so as a result, the product can be used in any way that these people want. So like when I was talking to these security teams in this bake-off, they'd be like, hey, you know, we want to go and we want to automate this particular process. And I'd be like, cool, well, you know, here's how I would imagine that you might want to do this. And I would go away and I'd come back in a week's time and I would see what they had built, what they had created with the product. And it was so thrilling to see the tools that I had constructed in my head and envisioned being used in a certain way, used in a completely different but equally effective way.
There must be such a buzz, yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, that thrill never goes away. Like we've got, you know, hundreds of customers now automating millions of things every single day. We've got 12,000 people using the free version of our product. And every single time I see somebody do something that I could never have imagined them doing, it's kind of like, oh my God, that's so amazing. That thrill never dilutes.
And that's our mentor moment for today. If you want to hear the full episode, go back to episode number 232. Simply search Entrepreneur Experiment 232, or you just search Unhinged Chic and Gary Fox and it should pop up. It is well worth the listen. I'll see you back here in a couple of days.